The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We would like to welcome Dr. Vasant Basdeo to Let's Talk Cancer right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. Good morning to you and welcome to your guest as well.
Good morning to Trinidad and Tobago. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to warmly welcome Josephine George, one of our board of directors, our secretary for the board of directors at the Vitas House Hospice. Good morning, everyone.
So let's talk about the event that you have coming up Saturday, 14th June. I walk to remember, an annual walk in remembrance of our loved ones that we have lost to cancer. So tell us a little bit about that and how did it come about?
Yeah, you know, look, the hospice founded in 2008. We accepted our first patient in 2009. And this is an entirely free operation to anyone requiring palliative care in Trinidad and Tobago. And this is totally funded by fundraising activities. We receive no subventions, no government subventions. It's done by just a good gesture of persons donating through our fundraising activities. So, you know, look, we have 12 bed spaces at the hospice, and this is a 24/7 operation. And we've always been looking at various ways of raising funds. Our chairwoman, Mrs. Lisa Haddad, she would have been there since inception. We used to have like a tea party, and many persons will know that that used to be our marquee annual fundraiser. And then COVID hit, and, you know, we came back to the drawing board. We sat as a board, and we said, look, you know, we really have challenges with funding this charitable organization and this venture here at the hospice. And we looked at many options. There were some great ideas, but this walk to remember Trinidad and Tobago is something that we want this to become a legacy event. It's an annual event, so it's meant to be one of our annual fundraising events. And it's really meant to bring the community together, bring persons who, not necessarily only those who would have lost loved ones, but primarily persons who would have been affected by cancer. And that, you know, it's so many of us have been affected by cancer. I see Josephine is on. So Josephine, want to touch a little bit on the walk and what we're up to?
Hi, Vasant. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. Good. This walk is our annual 5K walk, and you know, we're starting this year, but it's something that we want to continue. It's a walk to remember. So basically, you're walking to remember anybody that you've lost to cancer. And in doing that, as we walk, we're going to tribute our healing spiritually, and we're going to gather as a community to bring awareness to Vitas House Hospice and what we do to care for, you know, people that are leaving and transitioning into the next phase or whatever you want to call it, you know. But basically it's going to be a big fundraiser for us, and we are going to start at CIC grounds. It's June 14th and it starts at 7:30 a.m. So we start at TIC grounds. We're going to take a lovely walk around the savannah, and then we are going to end at TIC grounds, where we're going to have live entertainment and a light breakfast, and where we get to network and talk to each other and bring awareness to the fact that, you know, we have this lovely place called the Vitas House Hospice, and so many people don't know about it. It's a free organization for people to be able to die with dignity, to be able to die pain-free without suffering, you know, because cancer touches everyone. And me personally, I've lost both my parents to cancer. And, you know, if you see somebody suffering and dying in pain, it's really, really difficult. And if everybody could just take the time to just check it out, register, donate, just bring awareness, because it will help just one person transition with being without pain. It's, you know, it's just a lovely thing to give back, and it's so fulfilling. So we just plan to just really use this walk as an opportunity to bring awareness to our nation, to bring, you know, to help raise funds, because we take a lot of money every month to run this hospice, and it's absolutely free. And we, as doctor said, we don't get any help from the government, and we get no subvention. So it's basically run, always just runs on donations and charity and corporate sponsors.
And from interaction with TNT at this point in time, has there been a consistent amount of help coming in, or are there other things that you would like to see happen with the contributions from the public?
We have a few sponsors that will sponsor yearly, but we really need more, because it takes almost $150,000 a month just to run the hospice. And, you know, if we keep asking the same people over and over, it gets a little tiring. So we really just want, you know, if everybody just helped, or even, you know, spread the word, you know, anything is something, just to get us going and keep going and, you know, continue this passion, because it is a passion that we have, all of us on the board. Our chairman is Lisa Haddad, and she's really, really passionate about this. She brought, you know, she's been on this for, doing this for a very long time. And, you know, we run it by passion, because if you don't have passion, you can't get things done the way you want to get it done. So we really just hoping to bring awareness, as I said, and just get the word out there that, you know, this is something, and it's free to the public. So as Dr. said, that it's, you know, free to the, it's free to any person in Trinidad and Tobago. So we just really want to bring awareness to Vita's House.
And where is Vita's House located?
It's in St. James. It's in the back of the St. James Infirmary. So you have to go through the infirmary, and it's in the back.
And when you say end-of-life care, can you describe briefly what that entails?
Yeah, sure. I can jump in here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, look, we must respect that this is a guaranteed part of life. And many sides of cancer, yes, we have survivorship in cancer. We have prevention. We have persons who pick up cancer before it even became cancer and were able to be prevented. We have stages of cancer where, you know, stages 1 through 4 for most cancers, and persons can actually be cured of their cancer. But many times persons are in that stage 4, or what we call metastatic stage of the cancer. And it means that they are given a prognosis. And while the best doctors and medical team would give a prognosis, meaning estimated life expectancy, generally these metastatic diseases, and depending on the type of cancer, can be very aggressive. You have expectancies that can become very short. And it's in this time that families may face struggles and difficulties, particularly if it's our loved ones and you're in, let's say, a working family. And it's very difficult to give that care, because these patients, these wonderful persons, require 24/7 attention, caring for their basic needs, their food, their change of clothing, ensuring that they're comfortable. And of course, pain management is another huge thing. So this is what a hospice is. This is what palliative care does. It takes the burden off the caregivers, and we have really pride ourselves at the hospice and creating an environment that is really conducive to this transitionary stage for many persons, because it's not, it does not feel like a hospital. It does not feel like a dreary, gloomy institution. If you walk into the hospice, there's life, there's a buzz, there's a soothing, calming feeling to the hospice. And we have really worked hard in getting this hospice to be that center that is not just purely medical. Yes, we have dedicated nursing staff that are there 24/7, but our caregivers and nursing assistants under the directorship of our medical director are being trained and continue to work very compassionately with our patients so that they feel that sense of connection. We also have volunteers that come through the hospice. They come, they do some art, they do some music, they spend time, read books to the patients, to these individuals. And, you know, we also incorporate patients' religious and cultural beliefs because we do believe that spirituality is a huge, big part of this and this transitionary period in patients' lives. So we do encourage patients to bring their faith-based persons, you know, their priests, their pastors, pundits, imams, etc. And that's what the hospice is, you know, and we want to encourage Trinidad and Tobago by participating and contributing, even just donating. If you can't make the walk, your efforts and your donations are going a very long way to ensuring that persons have a very peaceful, transitionary, and dying with dignity and pain-free.
We have a call coming in. Would you like to take some questions? Hello, good morning.
Yeah, bless you, Ms. Martinez. I'm the doctor here. So we never have to do a biopsy or a colonoscopy for colon suspect cancer. Which is more important, the biopsy or the colonoscopy, whatever it is, we let's know if it answers a lot.
Well, we're not really...
So just quickly...
Well, if you want to answer that, we were not really into that type of the chat today, but...
Yeah, but just quickly, you know, the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society, we do offer testing and screening at our Don Donald Street office there in Port of Spain. So any biopsies or concerns about diagnostic and screening, you can reach out to us there at the Cancer Society. And quickly, a colonoscopy is a screening tool for colon cancer, and part of the colonoscopy will involve a biopsy if the operator sees it necessary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but today we're focusing on the Vitas House Hospice and this Walk to Remember on June 14. Josephine, I don't know if you wanted to touch a little bit on like what it took in terms of our sponsors and getting this event planned and ready for Saturday, the 14th of June.
Yes, for sure. So I wanted to take an opportunity to thank all of our sponsors that have been working very hard to help us have the successful event. So our title sponsor is Trabani. They have done so much and we're so grateful to them. And then we have TTT, B-Mobile, Beacon Insurance, Automants, Ramps Logistics, Guardian Life of the Caribbean, Strictly FX, Anton's Gold Rush, Carrier's TT, Mansour Architecture and Design, Mileage Mac, Analogical Solutions, PRFC, NRJ Holding Limited, Extra Foods, Term Finance, Boomerang Caterers, Peaks, Canning's Employees Credit Union, Media 22, Ice Cream Media, The Lotus Box, Universal Plumbing, Johnny Q Equipment Rentals, GR8 Inc., Miguel Moses, Great Inc., Miguel Moses, JCT, NWT, Amalgamated Security Services Limited, Apex Advertising, Creamery Ice Cream, Grace, Scorch Radio, CNC3, Trinidad Guardian, Associated Brands Industries Limited, Zoom Caribbean, Precision Signs, Trophies and Awards Limited, and of course, our Freedom Radio 106.5. Thank you for having us today.
Well, we are glad to be in partnership with you all as well.
Thank you so much. So I just want to get in a little more, just to reconfirm that this walk is on June 14th. It's 7:30 to 10 a.m. and it starts at CIC Grounds. You can register at raceroster.com where there's a link and you can register. You'll see everything, a write-up on Vita's House and what our initiative is. There's a button to donate if you do not want to be, if you're not here to be part of the walk, or if you're not in Trinidad, you can donate. So you basically register and you choose your jersey size and you'll get a t-shirt and it says I Walk to Remember, and then you'll be provided with a marker and you can write on the t-shirt who you are walking for. and you'll get a medal as well. And we just really just want to bring, you know, as I say, we are doing this. We are doing this and we're giving it up and we're walking together with a purpose, with love and with hope that we bring awareness to the nation about Vita's House, that we use this as a, if you want to call it a spirituality, just to give back or a healing for whoever has passed or even people that are dealing with cancer now. It doesn't have to be that you're walking for somebody that passed away. You know, you can walk for cancer surviving. You can walk for a friend or family member that's dealing with this. It's just a way for us to bring awareness to ourselves too, that, you know, there's people suffering and they have people that need our help just to transition, that may not have the means to be able to die comfortably at home. And Vita's House is just a lovely place to walk through. It's not depressing in any way. I mean, it is a beautiful, light place. We, you know, you walk into it and it does not feel like what you think a hospice will feel like. So I'm hoping this event is very successful. And I just want everybody to just go and register and donate and do what they can to bring this together as a unity for us.
I have a quick question. In terms of volunteerism, do you all welcome that at Vista House? Is there a particular criteria that you have to meet to be able to do that?
Well, it just depends. You know, we have things that we have to be careful about, other patients that are there. But yes, we do definitely open and we're welcome to volunteers to come and sit and read or play music or paint their nails or brush their hair or do their hair or talk. You know what I mean? We do. We offer. We open to all different types of volunteerism. So there's a number. If you go to Vita's House TT on Instagram, all the information is there. And there's also a link in there to register for our Walk to Remember. We also have Facebook, but we don't have a website yet, but it's soon to come.
All right. And so more information on how people can get tickets for the walk on Saturday, June the 16th, it is?
Saturday, June the 14th.
Sorry, June the 14th. Any more information on that?
Just go in and register on your raceroster.com or go into Instagram on Vita's House TT's Instagram page and there's a link and you can register. It's on Facebook. We're trying to get it out. We're advertising it. It's gonna be in the Guardian, I think. And just look out for it. Just go on to raceroster.com and it's there, or you could go into Vita's House TT on Instagram or Facebook. The link is there and everything is available there to tell you step by step.
Dr. Vasan, any last comments you would like to bring to the event?
Like, again, you can tell that we're just very grateful for the sponsors that have come on board for this first of its kind event. It's going to be a legacy event. There's no and, ifs, or buts. This is going to be an annual event that's going to be a big event and on the calendar of Trinidad and Tobago, where families, friends can come out and remember, walk in remembrance of their loved ones, creating this legacy. It's going to be an event where you can connect with other persons who have gone through the process of losing a loved one, or in that process as well, lending support, networking. And I just want to beg Trinidad and Tobago, please come out, support this event. It is a 5K, but it's going to be just a walk. Yes, you're getting a medal at the end of it, but it's a very therapeutic walking around the savannah here in Port of Spain. It's going to be a very, very energetic, vibrant event. Again, thanks to our sponsors, because at the end of the event, we're actually really putting things in place to have a very community-oriented space. Lots of sponsors have come on board to provide breakfast, items, live entertainment. It's really going to be a Saturday to remember our loved ones. And we want you all to come out, go out there, buy those t-shirts, write your loved one's name on it, get people involved, get your workplace involved, get your teams involved. We really just want persons to come out in their numbers and support us. And we thank all those who have done so already and continue to spread the word. We sincerely thank you.
And remember, every little contribution helps. So I'm thinking, besides the tickets that they can buy for the race walk on the 14th, they can also contribute to the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society and directly to Vista House. Are there ways that they can do that?
Yes, certainly. On the race rosters, when you go, so let's say you can't make the event or you can't attend or you want to directly donate to Vita's House, you can go on the race roster and there's a button, there's a link option to donate. And even if you would like to become more more involved at the operations of the hospice, which is a very time-consuming, it requires a lot of resources, you can email us at admin@vitashospice.com. And you can always find us. Our website is coming out soon, particularly for the Vita's House Hospice. We also, are a subsidiary of the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society. So if you are more aligned to palliative and the hospice care as compared to the Cancer Society, which is more promotion of the prevention, screening, diagnosis, and cancer survivorship, you can find either of the two organizations. Feel free to reach out to us.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to giving us an idea as to the event on Saturday, 14th June, all in support of Vista House, which is a palliative care home
hospice
for, those who are on that walk of life. So thank you so much, Ms. Josephine George, for taking the time as well. And any last words from you as the representative for Vista House?
Yeah, Vita's House.
Vita's House.
I'm just gonna say, whether you're walking in memory of a loved one, or you're supporting someone currently in hospice, or simply believe in the power of compassionate care, you belong to walk. Like, you just need to get there and walk. Walk for us. Walk for everybody. Just show your passion, show your love, and just come and celebrate life and love. And we walk together in unity. Thank you. Thanks for having us. And I'm thanking my sponsors again. And I really hope that we have a successful event and it continues.
Thank you once again. So TNT, come out and support the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society and, of course, Vita's House. And we look out for, your contributions as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Take care.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.